This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you seeing what happened in the wake of Michael? Does it make you really believe you are so lucky that you don't live in that area? Oh, I got to tell you, it does me, and I feel so sorry for the people that are there, and hearing their heartbreaking stories is just awful. Think about them, and if there's something you can do to help, but what is that? Six people are dead in the path of Michael. We're just going to dive right into it here on America Tonight. And it was scary to see what was happening in Mexico Beach was the name of the town right there on the coastline at the Panhandle. A beautiful little area. Who knew? The people there certainly knew. Some of them had houses they saved up as a second house, their only house, whatever the circumstance. You see that roofs were blown off, but really more homes were just completely wiped out, completely ripped off their foundation and dragged away or smashed into a million pieces. And there are some sad, freaky things that happened. And as a result, people died because of this hurricane. When you're talking hitting at 155 mile an hour winds, there was a story about a couple that somehow survived it where they were hanging on, floating, hanging on to different things, light poles, etc., at one point. So Michael now is expected to gain some more strength as it passes into Virginia, moves into the western Atlantic Ocean overnight. But like I mentioned, six people died. So far, the Coast Guard in Florida has rescued 40 people and assisted 200-plus others, because there were people trying to ride it out that even were on boats, etc. So, Michael, as far as customers without power, 1.3 million. The people that died, four in Florida, a child in Georgia, and a man in North Carolina. The state of emergency, the public health emergency, will help people who rely on Medicare and Medicaid to have access to what they need. That's a very, very good thing. But the lives there are gone. They're shattered. It's catastrophic. It's done. It's done. The receding floodwaters, well, that's good. But cleaning it up is, it looks like the apocalypse. Cars floating by, debris in the air, water rushing into homes, ripping them apart. It's a nasty piece of business for sure. Lives are definitely done. Stores are closed. Restaurants are gone. There's really nothing left there. So it's a question of rebuilding or moving some other place. There's even a school called Jinx Middle School. And they, ironically, welcomed kids into the school who found themselves displaced by Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. So now their school was ripped apart by Michael. Covered the gymnasium. The gymnasium is just wide open, like someone took their fist and pushed the walls down. So now there is some sort of message, I guess. It's about recovery and resiliency. Some will come back. Some will go to other areas. And I think it's amazing that more people weren't killed. Thank goodness more people weren't killed. There was a metal carport that crashed through a roof. It hit a girl's head, and she died because of that. There were other people that were riding out the storm, and they saw water break open and cracks through the cracks in the walls, and somehow they were able to survive. That's always the thing. Why, oh, why don't they get out? Why, oh, why? And sometimes they can't get out, or they decide to get out and it's too late because they look at the television and they look at the models and they think it's going to swerve and miss them. There was a 38-year-old man who died when a tree fell on his car on Highway 64. Just a freak thing, so in North Carolina. But you look at the flooding and it does take your breath away. I'll tell you what I saw that just shows you. It just shows you. There was a bulldozer, just what you have to do. You have to bulldoze up all the debris, and it just crumpled up, just kind of looked like it was eating a mattress. The mattress looked perfectly fine, and it just was pushing it all through the debris. And you look at the images of that town before and the images of that town now, and boy, it could be a spirit breaker, I'll tell you what. Really, really, really could be that. So we move from Michael to what else is buzzing across the land. I mean, this is truly the thing that people are talking about. But there are some other stories. It's not just that, I suppose. It's Washington and the reaction to what's happening at the White House, what's going on as we get closer to the midterm elections and trying to figure out the numbers and who's going to benefit from what. And Democrats say they're going to benefit from Brett Kavanaugh, and the Republicans think more than ever it's the opposite story. But when they count the votes is when we'll know. Then there's Nikki Haley earlier this week resigning as the ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. And the speculation of where is Nikki going to go next? What kind of political office is she thinking? And if she wants to run for president, she's got to make money. She's got to raise money and she's got to make money. So if she is going to run for president in 2024, which could be likely based on her age and depending on what else she does with her life, then, you know, it's all about lots of chicken dinners, raising tons of money, because you get in debt. You have the credit lines that explode on you. You've got salaries that might be in the seven figures, but because of running, because of whatever it is, you got stuff that adds up on you very, very quickly. And I think it's probably all those things combined. And then still thinking of, okay, what's next and how do I get there? How do we get there and make it happen? Speaking of making it happen, guess what we're going to do next? I know you can't guess it, but I'm going to tell you. Every once in a while, when you have the blues, a good way to chase them is to find a good movie. And this is the time of year sometimes when the best movies come out, or at least you're seeing some of the best trailers for the movies if you go to a movie. And I went to see A Star Is Born, because I got to support Bradley Cooper from Philadelphia, and my husband, a Texan, liked the idea of supporting Lady Gaga, so voila, it's a date. And I give it a thumbs up, but we want to see Venom. We'll probably wait for streaming maybe on that. But there are some interesting movies that are coming out that I think might strike a chord with this audience, including one called First Man. That's up next here on America Tonight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is the weekend that you say, you know what? I'm feeling my aches and pains, but I feel like some buttered popcorn kicking back at the movies and just letting it go and watching a good flick. But the key is, what does a good movie look like for you? Is it drama? Is it tension? Which I guess could be drama and tension almost the same, but a little bit different depending on the kind of drama we're talking about. Is it the snarky sarcasm? Is it the twist at the end, in the middle, and at the beginning? Deadpool. Which would serve in all those directions. I would say that some of you might like First Man because it's about Neil Armstrong. He spends, of course, so much time in training after joining NASA in the 60s, and then everybody's watching to see what happens in 1969. It was that historic, bold mission to the moon. First Man, here it is.
Something.
We've chosen a job so difficult, requiring so many technological developments, we're going to have to start from scratch. we master these tasks, do we consider trying to land on the moon?
Neil, if his flight is successful, you'll go down in history. What kind of thoughts do you have about that?
We're planning on the flight being successful.
Damn, that is a big mother.
It'll go up like a half kiloton A-bomb if it blows.
The vehicle's not safe.
We need to fail down here so we don't fail up there.
This isn't just another trip, Neil. You're not just going to work.
Do you think you're coming back?
There are risks, but we have every intention of coming back.
Somebody got a Swiss Army knife?
Swiss Army knife? You kidding me?
Here we go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Do you question whether the program's worth the cost in money and in lives?
Down here and you look up and you don't think about it too much, but space exploration changes your perception. And it allows us to see things that we should have seen a long time ago.
We have serious problems.
We've got this under control.
You're a bunch of boys. You don't have anything under control.
All right, so you get it. You know Neil's story, right? And if you don't, and you're younger, and you're like, ah, I kind of know this story. We talked about it in history class, if you really had history class. So the budget wasn't that ridiculous for this movie standard-wise. $60 million. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 89. It's PG-13. It's drama, drama, drama. Goosebumps, all that kind of stuff. And it's about the first step on the moon. Ryan Gosling's in it, Claire Foy, who played the Queen, Netflix The Queen, she was very good in that, Kyle Chandler, Friday Night Lights, and a couple of others you would recognize as well. I bet I would give it a thumbs up, might wait for streaming though, sit on your couch, enjoy it there, pop the old popcorn yourself, unless you need to kick back with the big screen. Speaking of Goosebumps, there's another one, here's Goosebumps 2.
Halloween around here. I don't think this place is giving out candy. Haunted Halloween.
You miss me?
You discovered a walking, talking dummy and you didn't tell me?
Okay, well, he seemed like a really nice guy at the start. They're moving.
So tiny and cute, what can they possibly do?
They're just gummy bears.
Goosebumps 2 Halloween version. So the best boys, the best friends, meet Slappy, a mischievous dummy who brings his ghoulish friends back to life. You get it. Adventure. Kids movie. PG. 1 hour, 30 minutes. You've got to take the grandkids. Got to take the kids. Got to take the nieces and nephews. Or you just like Goosebumps. Then you'll like this movie. I think it finds its audience because it's a kids movie. It's Halloween. I bet it recoups that $35 million budget. How about this one? Getting a ton of tube time. It's called Battle at the El Royale.
The El Royale is a bi-state establishment. You have the option to choose a room in either California or Nevada.
How'd you end up at the El Royale?
The Ritz-Carlton was booked.
This place used to be hustling and bustling. Oh,
Dean Martin even sang a song about it once.
This is not a place for a priest, Father. You shouldn't be here.
We might need to work on your sales pitch, son. The El Royale. No place for a priest.
They tell me to watch.
Who's they?
Management.
Baby, it's my.
Would you mind opening up the door?
No, I ain't gonna do that.
We have to get as far away from him as possible.
Howdy.
All right, so by the way, it is like a battle, but it's bad times at the El Royale. 2 hours, 21 minutes, rated R, action, action, action. A ton of famous people in this. I think it finds its audience. Who's in it? I mean, oh my gosh, Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson, John Hamm, Nick Offerman, Chris Hemsworth. And I know, Andy, you and I like movies because we talk about movies off the air. And you think this one could, I think it finds its audience and it could be interesting.
Yeah, I think so, too. It actually seems like a pretty unique and creative movie.
I think it is, too. It's set in 1969. It's seven strangers. They have these secrets. They're in this hotel that's on the California-Nevada border. And it... when it premiered, I guess it did pretty good. Like, there was some serious interest in it. And you have some people that do very different things. So, I don't know. I think it does find an audience. And if it doesn't find an audience on the big screen, it probably finds one on the small screen. Because, you know, that's the thing. Then you bounce to the smaller houses. Then it streams, and they make up money that way. But this is one to look for. I think it does okay. It definitely recoups its money, too. I think the budget was like $32 million, something like that. If you see a movie, review it. I'll send you a copy of my new book that's coming out on the 9th. Deal Your Own Destiny. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump blames the Fed for plummeting stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 546 points, the Nasdaq losing 93, and the S&P 500 losing 57. President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye West to the White House, West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
The cleanup continues after Hurricane Michael. At least 5 people killed, and the number may rise as first responders go door to door in the hardest hit areas of Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. You got walk around in a day with your pockets back. Go see a woman, and she ain't even there. Sing your wisdom, and all your track and time. Or think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call me sick, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's pulling you.
Written a book called Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. I know you're all leaning forward to listen to this, and it's such an important subject, and it's it's so interesting the directions he takes us. So, Clive, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure's all mine.
So, in putting this together, let's first set that up. What made you decide to dive in this direction? And just from the title of the book, boy, that is massive territory. And that's, I think that's hard to really pull that all together, but you did it so beautifully. First of all, what drove you to write this, and what was it like doing this project?
It's a good question, and everybody asks me the same. It all stems from many years ago. I had a medical problem of my own, which prompted me to write a book which was aimed entirely and specifically at men. Its title was How to Maximize Your Manhood, What Every Red-Blooded Male Needs to Know. And I didn't think for a moment that there would be a single woman reading this book. But how mistaken I was. Through the analytics that you can use on your website when people click on to read whatever it is that you have on your website, it showed that 47% of the hits came from females. I was absolutely astounded. So a little bit more research made me realize that actually this subject was of much interest to women as it was men. And so I thought, well, some further research is required. And I spent the next 5 or 6 years with the help of many friends I have in the medical profession, not least in the UK here, but also long-term medical friends in the States, researched and enjoyed the company, the results of getting in touch with people who were volunteering, using the anonymity of the World Wide Web to be upfront, truthful, honest, and open about their experiences. And so from that collection of interviews I had with people, lots of research, seeing where studies had been made, contacting the authors of the studies, I was able to compile and put together this latest book, which, as you rightly say, is called Exploring Sex, Love and Lust.
What did you find to be the most surprising thing about relationships, the physical relationships, that maybe it may be that people just aren't talking about it, aren't sharing what they really think? What did you find? What was the most surprising element to all of this for you?
Well, yes, you're quite right. It's the word taboo springs to mind. People feel they know all about sex. You know, who am I to tell them anymore? And we grow up that way. We don't find ourselves taught about sex like we might be taught how to have good manners sitting around the dinner table and enjoying the company of other people. Not at all. One of the major contributors that I had when I was doing my research, she said, by the time I was 25, I thought I knew all there was to know about sex. Here I am 20 years later, realizing that I knew nothing. And then when I heard a 15-year-old girl tell me, talking about contraception, she said, when I'm standing up, gravity is on my side, so I can't get pregnant. That did it for me. I thought, well, hell, we've got a lot of people out there who think they know it all, and clearly they don't. Not least of all me. I mean, I've enjoyed the research and the experience of other people and learned a great deal, of course. But the key to all of this is communication. There's a whole chapter devoted on the importance of communication, because if you can't talk to your partner on the same level and with the same interests, you're not going to get anywhere. And certainly to build trust, which is also the most important element in relationship, you have to communicate.
And do you find, in especially in the research that you did, that this may be one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest hurdles that couples have? And, you know, you talk about having a happy marriage and how important that is. And I think because of what the research you've done, what we're talking about, the idea that there's this taboo surrounding having these discussions, I think that that really is a marriage destroyer and a relationship destroyer. Ultimately, and this is what you've said, do you think that's like one of the biggest points of this book?
The biggest point really is for you to believe and understand through education, if you like, and exposure to what other people's experiences are, that everybody is different. We're all different to each other. But we do have a great deal in common when it comes to the need to learn, to find out what your partner is expecting, what their hopes and fears are, so that you can be holding each other at the same level of interest, knowing the difference between lust, which quite often is spontaneous and can build into love, but on the other hand, you can have people who fall in love without the lustful element, and so we all behave in different ways. There's physical contact, which is the obvious thing, but there's also the intellectual contact, or at a level in our thoughts, and here, to be open about what's going through your mind with your partner is terribly important, because otherwise it's all a big mystery, and if you don't learn what your partner needs, you're not going to do yourself any favors either.
So, Clive, and we're speaking to Clive Peters, and the book, of course, is exploring sex, love, and lust, and getting back to this, what we're talking about, this whole idea of the communication. So it means you have to learn to ask questions, is that right?
You do, but not as you might see in a film or a TV program where they're talking, might be called pillow talk. You're lying in bed and actually asking the questions during the act. This is not a good idea. And analyzing it immediately after the act, you know, how was it for you? Did the earth move for you? These are not a very good idea. But certainly knowing how to, or practicing to get to know how to get to the level of interest that you both have, spot the opportunity. It can come at all kinds of places and times, and if you're holding hands or looking into each other's eyes, you can spot a moment where you can actually just hint at the intimate, and it only takes a few words, and you find that all of a sudden you're right where you would love to be, and that is talking at some depth about what each other is expecting. There are numerous examples of this given in the book. I struggle to find one that might be the best. I don't, in order to tell you right now, there isn't such. You find your own way through this. But here again, you can use the language. I part of the communication bit, I talk about euphemisms. And there are many words which immediately your partner will recognize that you're actually not talking about the word you're using. You're talking about sexual relationships. That might bring a smile to your face. That's also terribly important, that you should enjoy the experience, enjoy each other. It can become humorous. You can even have a laugh during the act. People fall about laughing because of something silly that happens. It needn't be terribly serious. Indeed, I believe it would be a mistake for it to be terribly serious.
In writing this book, what was it that, and what you just said was so powerful too, by the way, and anyone listening, as Clive Peters says, you go, you dive into this, and you'll find the example that you really understand and resonates with you, and it isn't like it is in television or movies, and boy, that would really kick open the door for something wonderful, for sure, I would think. But what was it that made you, a successful businessman, decide to dive into this? What drove you to write this book?
Good question.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Written a book called Milk and Cookies. Boy, off the air, we had a fabulous conversation, and again, I can't wait to introduce you to her. Hey, Nancy, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
So, Milk and Cookies, let's dive into this whole writing process. It's always so fascinating to so many of us when somebody becomes an author. What made you decide to do it? What was it like writing that book?
I enjoyed writing the book. And how I got started was I became a cafeteria monitor at a parochial school, and I wore earrings and pins, and a table of girls said to me, "What's your story?" And I go, "What are you talking about? I don't have a story." "Well, your pins and earrings." And I said, "Well, I had a baby pin on and fairy earrings." And I said, "These poor little babies had no one to take care of them, so the fairies raised them, and that's the end." And they loved it, and they said, "We want a story every day." So I went home and wrote a story every day.
I love it. So you became like the storyteller for this table of kids that just prompted that out of you. They pulled that out of you. How cool is that? And as you said, your earrings were fairies, and you talked about the pins, and then that probably developed your what I call chops for coming up with these characters, right?
Yeah. I would also go on the computer and pick pictures out and save them. So between the pictures and my pins and earrings, I wrote these stories.
Wow. And obviously, Milk and Cookies, they're children's books. Anyone can read them, but really ages 3 to 12. And you have a knack for the stories. It was pulled out of you. You decide to write the book. And then you come up with these characters, and there's in the book you talk about peekaboos. So tell us about the special character of peekaboos.
Peekaboos, first of all, they're born by going over a rainbow. The colors, they just form. But they are a loving character. And they help children with problems, and they teach the children to handle their problems and morals and values. And the children love them. And they can pop up anywhere in a story, and they can actually become any form.
Oh, I like that. What a great way to have the kids relate and understand. And that was good on your part by planting those throughout that. We're talking with Nancy Tassick, and the book is called Milk and Cookies. We're talking about peekaboos, these special characters that can pop up anywhere in the book and what they can reveal to kids. And we know that that age is so important, 3 to 12. So was the idea, as you said, to help find a solution to any problem they could face to make them be able to understand that?
Yeah.
And when you put them together and you put, you know, they have to go over the rainbow and all that kind of stuff, and your books, by the way, being about morals and values, is it even the simplest things like teaching kids manners, like saying thank you? I've noticed that that's kind of left our culture somewhat.
Yeah. It teaches the children thank you when given something and please when asking for something and to respect and appreciate what is given them in all aspects of life.
And specifically when we look at Milk and Cookies, tell us about the people in Milk and Cookies.
Henry is a special person. He lives with his mama, as I call her. And she measures out every cookie to match his milk. And that's the highlight of his day after every meal, even breakfast. But he wants the children to come and play with him, but they're scared of him because he's a special person. But his mama tells him to never give up. And then one day it happens, he's making mazes in the grass, and there's rainbows going all through the grass, and those rainbows, and Henry does not realize it, are the peekaboos helping him and just making him shine. And the mazes get the children's attention, so they're not so afraid of him, and they start coming around.
Wow, how did you come up with that storyline? What a brilliant storyline. The mazes, we went back to the peekaboos because then that helps you understand. Was it in your mind and you would sit down and kind of write things out? How did you come up with that storyline?
I think I have to give God the credit. I give him the credit for putting this in my mind. And I can go to bed at night and lay there, and my mind just starts to roll. And one thing I'm very lucky about is my husband, Tim, is my illustrator. And once in a while, he might pop something in my head, too, and then I'll take it from there.
Well, how fun, the collaboration. Is it fun to collaborate with your husband?
It's actually wonderful. We're just a great couple.
I like that. Ooh, we're just a great couple. So he has to be as excited as you are when you finish a book and like Milk and Cookies and you actually get the book and you've got it in your hand. What's that feeling like?
Oh, my word. It, to me, it's like a miracle that I became a publisher. I mean, I am so excited and thrilled with this. And to think this really happened to me. So dreams really do come true. And when I've had like a couple book signings and I write down dreams do come true.
Boy, that is powerful to illustrate that to kids and to certainly to other people. We know that, you know, your husband, Tim, we know that he is excited about the book and you're collaborating, but what about other people in your life? When you tell them, Nancy, that you've done another book and you've got these ideas, what do they say?
They're excited for me and they've bought it and they just think it's a really great book, and, you know, because it deals with death And it's just a great way to speak about the death, the loss of someone. Because Henry, of course, loses his mother.
Mm.
The peekaboos and the children come into play, and they help him through that, and people are very excited about my book.
And loss is tough. It's tough for adults, and I think it's something that we don't deal with enough in our culture. So if children learn these things younger, then they're more equipped to deal with it as they move through their life. Is that kind of what you think?
Yeah. And, you know, there's more on the other side. We just don't really all know what's there yet because we're not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how cool. I the whole theme of it is wonderful. Nancy Tassick joins us, and of course the book is Go Pick It Up, Milk and Cookies. You can get it at Amazon, etc., wherever great books are sold. And in writing, in the process of writing and saying that you've got other stories in your head, I can imagine you've got something else cooking. What can we expect next from you, Nancy?
My next book is, I had called it The Tree with the Whispering Branches, but we've named it Peekaboo's Whisper Again.
Ooh.
A boy in a treehouse. And one of the lines in it is the dad asked his son, what are you going to name your dog? Because they got him and his mother, the parents got the boy a dog. And the dad says, what are you going to name your dog, Tommy? And Tommy says, real dad. And his dad looks at the mother and kind of like, what? You know, but he lets it go. So while they're building the ladder towards the end of the book, the dad says to his son, I have a question, son. And he goes, yeah, dad? Why'd you name your dog Real? Oh, dad, that's easy. I never thought you and mom would buy me a dog. And I named him Real. He's Real.
That's so clever. When you come up with these ideas and you sit, and we talked about this at the very beginning, writing the book, how long did it take you, if we go way back to the beginning and the cafeteria and the stories and being the story person, how long did it take you to write your first book?
Well, it took me, boy, I'm going back way, it's probably taken me about 17 years to actually sit down and finish it. And, you know, I never thought I'd get published. So that's where, you know, dreams really come true. And so it took me a while. And, you know, I'm kind of on a roll now because I find it really exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. You are on a roll, and we can tell. And so I'm inviting everyone to go check out Nancy Tassick and pick up the new book, Milk and Cookies, and we look forward to other stories from you. Nancy, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.